This river.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man. Now we're just listening to your to the new album.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. We're just gonna be quiet for the next 45 minutes and just listen to it together.
Okay. Now we're there.
Toby's like, what?
Toby,
what are you doing? Hey, man.
Hey, Toby.
What's up?
Man, we're digging this this new stuff, bro.
You know, I put one out every year to last year. I had skip a year, so now this is double toxic, twice the potency.
You know, Bubba is a huge fan of Jimmy Buffett. He's read his...
That's why I was listening to Sailboat for Sale just now. I've read Pirate Looks at 40, probably 30 times in my entire life.
How cool is that guy?
Oh, he's like ultimate cool. You know, Hag and Willie and Buffett were the three guys when I first got to town that I was like, hopefully someday I'll get to work with these guys. If you put all the songs that I covered as a cover band and, you know, playing bars and stuff, Hag and Willie and Buffett probably made up 60-70% of everything we did.
Why is Jimmy Buffett so, what is it about? Like, I like Jimmy.
He's great. He's living the life that everybody wants to live.
Is that it?
And
is that
singing about it?
Like,
yeah.
I know two songs, and but I still
That's
like him.
That's why you need to go deep, man. You got to go deep.
What two do you know?
Margaritaville and Cheeseburger in Paradise.
You don't know Come Monday?
Oh, yeah.
So you know three now.
Oh, well, I know three now.
Changes in Latitudes?
Changes in Attitudes, Changes in Latitudes.
No. I mean,
what?
I mean, I know of it from you.
Volcano?
No.
Fans?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to work on
what,
Toby.
Did you hear Toby just shade me?
Toby just lost respect. Toby shook his
head. I actually
head.
Heard him go, I got gruffed.
You've been shaded before.
That's not the first. Not the first.
Hey, who's going to win this? Who's going to win this crazy presidential election?
As long as it ain't a politician, when you take anybody.
Yeah, my dad told me. I guess the last election, I was like, "So I don't talk politics, with my dad." Huh? But I said, "So who you liking?"
Trying to make small talk.
He goes, "Son, I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever." He goes, "By the time you get to that point, you're done.
You're already in that.
You're already corrupt."
Like, you are.
And it took me a little while, and I was like, "Yeah, I think he's right."
That's why 2/3 of the country doesn't even vote. They're like, "What difference does it make?"
Is it really 2/3 that doesn't vote?
Something like that.
Pretty
high. Wow, that's crazy.
Did you vote in the last election?
I did. I vote every election.
And I always vote for who I feel in my heart, even if I don't think they're going to win.
I voted for a Libertarian candidate last time because I just wanted some fresh blood in there.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, "You're throwing away your vote." And I said, "No, I'm throwing away my vote if I vote for the lesser of the two evils."
Yeah, you're right. But you know what's crazy is the three people that are leading these polls right now are not politicians. One of them's a loudmouth, and one of them a CEO, and the other's a doctor. And it's like, I think everybody's tired of it. You know what I mean? It seems like every day there's something else corrupt going on and going, really?
Seriously?
Are we really doing that?
I think all the corruption was there before, but, you know, now people are getting caught.
I guess. I don't know.
That has to be it.
All right. Well, stop talking politics. Enough of that. We'll talk music. Toby Keith is our guest. We'll come back. He's got a new album out. It's out today.
Woo!
And it's called 35 Mile an Hour Town. We'll talk more with Toby next. Toby Keith is joining us, and the new album, it's called 35 Mile an Hour Town. If you haven't heard that song in particular, shame on you. It's awesome. Download it ASAP. I'm telling you, very rarely will we just say, do something blindly. Do that blindly.
I wish more radio people would have gotten behind this song, because it's such a great song.
It's good.
The message, when you listen to it, it's like having a conversation with your dad, you know, and your dad telling you, "Hey, here's what's up, and here's the truth with the world, and just be aware."
And it's always like, if you're 22 and you're writing songs, then you play it to 22-year-olds, they get it. But when you've lived some life and you write a song that you could not have written when you were 22, and you play it to 22-year-olds, they're like, "Huh?
Mm-hmm. Huh? What?
You know?
I don't get it."
So it's catch 22 now. It's like, you write songs that you couldn't have written 20 years ago, and people look at you like a dog looking at you, wiggling his head back and forth.
Well, hey, when are we going to do this USO tour, man? We keep talking about it. We keep kind of...
Well, you know, last year, here's what happened, guys. 11 years in a row, I go a week to Iraq, a week to Afghanistan. 213 shows. The last couple of years of that, they quit letting us into Iraq, so we started going in the Persian Gulf. Well, now, for some reason, this administration has pulled everything out of there. We have nothing left in the Persian Gulf to go do, so we can't go land on ships. Last time I went, I spent 4 or 5 days in Afghanistan, and then we went to the Philippines, and I flew thousands of miles all over trying to find our troops, and ended up playing for like in a week, ended up playing for like 80 guys. It took 7 or 8 days, whereas we used to cover that in at lunch.
Yeah.
So I found that I could use my time more here at home until they get us a place to go. So it's difficult. But the USO's still there, ready to go. Maybe we'll do a big Christmas thing and just set up in Afghanistan.
That would be the coolest. I'm telling you right now, that would be the coolest, though.
No, because I'll be Santa Claus. I'm Santa Claus every year. Listen, I get it. I get it. Big D, big fat guy.
Sorry, we didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
No, it gets old. Okay, guys, it gets old. I am tired of being Santa Claus. Well, why can't Toby be Santa Claus?
I'll be Santa Claus. I'll be short, fat Santa Claus. No, fine.
You'll be like an elf. You'll be like an elf. I'll be stuck with Santa Claus, and Toby gets to be Toby Keith Rockstar. That sucks.
Well, but it's for the troops. Do it for the troops.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, Toby. See, don't do that. Why? Jeez. Toby Keith, our guest. We'll finish up with Toby. New album's out today. Coming back. Right back. Hang on. Toby Keith, the new album is called 35 Mile an Hour Town, and it is out today.
I have a question, Toby. I always say 35 Mile an Hour Town, even though it's MPH. Is it mile an hour or mile per hour to you?
It's mile an hour. I mean, you can't. There's no sign that says 35 mile an hour, but we all say 35 mile an hour, right?
Yeah.
I still say 35 miles per hour. I say per.
Do you really? Like, if you're reading a sign.
I don't say mile an hour.
You're such
I say
a
mile.
Yankee.
Yeah, you know, Cookeville, Tennessee boy, straight from the Yankeeness. I don't know. This is why my mom was very. Listen, my mom was very articulate. My mom was a Southern.
Long to say per.
My mom was very Southern, but very articulate. And if I had said mile an hour, she would say it's mile per hour, baby. And
well, you have to enunciate too clearly to say per. It's easy to just go 35 mile an hour town.
Yeah, yep. That's true. That is easier. You're right. What else is going on with you? I know you're doing,
After the winter, I toured from June to a couple weeks ago. We finished up in Pittsburgh, and I don't really have anything to do. I don't do 100 shows anymore. I've cut it down to 50 or 60, I got stuff I want to go do, and so it happens between.
What are some of the things you want to do?
Hunt, fish, golf, drink.
Oh.
I thought that sounds like tour.
That's right. Isn't that kind of, can't you still do that?
Yeah, but you don't want to be doing that in Buffalo in December.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, download the new album, Mr. Toby, called 35 Mile an Hour Town. And it's out now.
35 Mile per an Hour Town.
Yeah, that's what you want to get. That's what you're looking for, 35 Mile an Hour. Yeah, it's from Toby.
The single's Beautiful Stranger.
Yes, and what a I love it's kind of a I don't know it's like the softer side of you. It kind of made me feel a little wow. Look at him.
Yeah, it kind of gives you that feeling inside when you stick your finger in your belly button.
that's an icky feeling. Isn't it? And then you got to smell it after.
Yeah, you don't realize how much stuff is connected to all the other stuff when you do that. Like you feel things like other places. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's weird.
Okay, Toby, thank you. Toby Keith, Beautiful Strangers, the new song, 35 mile per hour.
That's close enough.
Mile an Hour Town is the album. Pick it all up, and thank you, Toby.
It's out today.
Thank you, Toby.
All right, brother.
See you, man. Bye. See you.